This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on mobilizing home care workers for higher wages. Just maybe the publicity campaigns of the $15 per hour efforts by fast food and other workers are about to get serious. Stephen Greenhouse in the Times reported that SEIU is claiming that thousands of the several hundred thousand home health care workers represented by the union are preparing to join upcoming actions and participate in civil disobedience, along with fast fooders in advancing their claims. In and of itself, this announcement doesn't move the needle on the campaign, but what it does indicate is that the campaign might finally become very real if organizers and leaders are willing to broadly mobilize a 500,000 or more home care workers under union contracts from Illinois to California, New York to Washington State, and many places in between. The unionization of these informal, precarious workers over the last 30 years has been the single crowning organizing achievement of our generation of labor organizers. The advances these workers have achieved have been significant, going from minimum wage or less to better wages and finally benefits and real protections. At the same time, the gnawing problem for unionized home care workers continues to be their relatively low wages, particularly because the complicated matching requirements of state and federal reimbursement dollars bumping up against the impacts of the Great Recession on state budgets across the country. A major national campaign by SEIU, AFSCME, and other unions representing home care workers willing to move contract wages across the country to $15 per hour would be huge, both within the unions and in changing the way the American public sees the legitimacy of the demand. Campaigners have done a good job of moving some of the perceptions of fast food workers from a picture of entry-level teen jobs to a recognition that many older workers with families are now supporting themselves by asking if you want fries with that. With home care workers, there is no confusion. These are inordinately African-American, Latino, and new immigrant women holding on to the only job many find available and doing the thankless but vital task of caring for elderly and other clients in their homes. People might like a Big Mac or a Whopper, but they love their home care workers and depend on them for life and death care for their loved ones. Real actions of home care workers on the issue of their wages changes everything about $15 per hour. What was fanciful becomes real for them. For the unions, though, they're a risk. Greenhouse reports grousing within SEIU that leadership have spent millions trying to see a new jurisdiction open in fast food when their own members are low paid. Wrong wine, but fair complaint. SEIU and other unions need to invest significantly in organizing new jurisdictions. And the emperors have to wear real clothes. Professor Ruth Milkman's painful comments on the fast food campaign flatly stated that while that's a very visible campaign, they have yet to organize, even though her words had the ring of truth. For home care workers and even many janitors and security workers, all of which are the heartblood of SEIU, a real fight to get $15 per hour on the job under all of their agreements would upset the symbiotic relationships with politicians, employers, and legislators that often has been the key to winning the organizing rights and the contracts in the first place. If this first step by thousands of home care workers triggers real movement and a real campaign among the 500,000 union members for higher wages finally, that's not only a real campaign and real organizing, but finally we could have a game changer in moving lower wage workers up to something approaching a living wage. This is Wade Rathke. For questions and comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.